These are Reflections of a Humble Scribe. The verses you'll hear presented in the next few minutes started as simple expressions of love and support of family life, and from there, the inspirations expanded into reflections of Scripture, all behind the echoes of life experiences that were transcribed using rhyme and measure, meter and tempo, to capture the essence of those events in the story and poem you'll hear in this episode of Reflections of a Humble Scribe. This is New Life Story.
It's only in my dreams that I can change the world.
Sometimes the smallest prayer can bring forth a deep, heartfelt blessing. A blessing that you know can only come from the Father in heaven above. This is the story about a simple prayer that was born out of a desire to offer my friend words of encouragement concerning a life-changing event that was about to embark upon his life. On this day, I was working diligently in my office when I was interrupted to sign a greeting card. The greeting card was the type to offer congratulations about the new birth of a first child. I glanced at all the signatures and the one-liners and thought to myself that these well-wishers were just making cute comments or no comments at all about what it means to start a family. Then I realized that soon my signature too would be scribed into the card. What was I going to say? I put down the card and immediately knew in that moment that I too did not have much to add. That is when I offered up a simple prayer, which went something like this. Lord, what can I say to encourage my friend in this greeting card about the birth of his first child? The timing of this prayer request was very relevant to my own years as a new father, still in the midst of learning myself about all the immediate needs of my own young family. This spiritual brother of mine was important to me, and I knew that he could learn to become a good father. What wisdom could I offer my dear friend and his wife that would make a difference in their lives? Very suddenly, I started receiving what I would describe as a download of ideas into my brain, which lasted about 15 minutes. I worked quickly to write down these thoughts as fast as I could, so I would not forget this unique experience. Immediately, I began to organize these ideas into stanzas of a poem with more clarity and a simple rhythm. The effort was a bit taxing, like attempting to complete a large jigsaw puzzle under the ticking of a stopwatch. But soon the structure of the words became visible. I checked the presentation several times and then penned the new poem into the greeting card. A new adventure is on the horizon. Your life will never be the same. Prepare for true servanthood. Postpone your plans for fame. The role you play is critical. The honor bestowed, immense. The effort required is unparalleled. Your mission won't always make sense. But be a trooper and keep the faith. The rewards are worth the strife. And may you be blessed with all the grace that's needed when you're entrusted with new life. This answer to prayer became a unique gift that not only blessed my friend and his wife, but also blessed many others with whom I have shared this presentation from heaven. I call this poem New Life. Many of us need a spiritual reminder that our role as parents is a heaven-sent mission that requires a committed response. Yes, we need the grace to overcome all the strife that comes our way, and only the author of life can provide that grace, which will be sufficient for the day. This grace is there for the asking, and when we ask, we too can also experience new life.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough.
single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Reflections of a Humble Scribe. If you'd like more information about the show, please email the radio station at wsjf@stjoseph.cc. That email again is wsjf@stjoseph.cc. Please comment on the Reflections of a Humble Scribe show image post on our Facebook page at WSJF. You can also listen to Reflections of a Humble Scribe on the WSJF Radio Podcast site at wsjf-radio.com/podcasts or find the Reflections podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time on Reflections of a Humble Scribe.